Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like it, bam. You're trying to bake a cake, the oven explodes, your pet escapes, and your Zoom meeting starts 5 minutes before you're ready? Yeah, that roller coaster. Well, today we're diving headfirst into emotional resilience, how to become those awesome superheroes who not only survive those curveballs but actually thrive amidst the chaos. Because let's be real, life isn't a smooth stroll in the park. It's more like, well, an intense obstacle course with random sprinklers and maybe a rogue unicycle thrown in for good measure. But guess what? We don't have to crumble under pressure. We can learn to build that inner fortress, the one that lets us weather any storm. First up, we gotta understand that resilience isn't about being stoic robots who never feel anything. Nope. It's about acknowledging those feelings, even the yucky ones, and then learning how to navigate them with grace. Think of it like this. Imagine you're facing a mountain. Resilience is your backpack full of tools, coping mechanisms, healthy habits, and a darn good map that helps you climb that peak without losing your sanity. Number 2, practice self-awareness. You know that saying, know thyself, it's not just some ancient Greek wisdom, it's gold. Learn to recognize your triggers, those things that send you spiraling into negativity or stress. Maybe it's a certain type of news story, a crowded elevator, or someone who leaves their dishes in the sink I see. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those reactions. Number 3. Cultivate your support system. We're social creatures, people. Even introverts need their tribe. Lean on friends, family, or even a trusted therapist. Remember that scene in The Wizard of Oz where Dorothy clicks her heels together and says, "There's no place like home." Well, sometimes we just need to find our own little Emerald City, a safe space where we can be ourselves, share our struggles, and feel supported. Number 4. Embrace flexibility. Life is constantly throwing curveballs, so learn to roll with the punches. Rigid routines and expectations can leave you feeling crushed when things don't go your way. Be open to change, adjust your plans as needed, and remember that sometimes stages lead to amazing adventures. Think of it like this: a life fully planned out is like a boring book. It's predictable, right? But a story with the twists and turns. Now that's something you want to read. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-compassion. We are all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes we just feel blah. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Don't be afraid to acknowledge your struggles, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, our friend from last week's episode. Remember how she was feeling super stressed about her upcoming presentation? Well, Sarah decided to put some of these tips into action. She practiced self-awareness and realized that public speaking triggered her anxiety. So she started practicing deep breathing exercises and visualizing a successful presentation. She leaned on her supportive friend group for encouragement, reminded herself to be flexible and go with the flow if things didn't go exactly as planned, and most importantly, treated herself with kindness throughout the process. Guess what? Sarah nailed that presentation. She not only felt confident, but also discovered a newfound sense of resilience. So remember, building emotional resilience is like building any other skill. It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. You'll be able to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, confidence, and maybe even a little bit of humor along the way. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are some of your go-to strategies for coping with adversity? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep calm, keep strong, and keep rocking those mountains.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.